is the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 22. My name is Absolute Deicide. I'm coming to you from GruntFreePress.com. Official site, we do gaming news, reviews, mostly podcasts at this point, because I really haven't put anything else on the site right now. Getting kind of lazy on that front. But, yeah, just so you know, just head over to GruntFreePress.com. Check it out. Some shit on there. I swear I'll do reviews at some point. I'm just kind of stuck in like 8 different games right now, especially Fallout, which is, you know, massive. So don't want to stop playing that at any point. So jump between that, Rainbow Six, and fucking Halo. We'll talk about all that shit soon. But yeah, fucking GruntFreePress.com. If you want to give some money to help me out a little bit, because I'm still pretty broke. So there's one donate button at the very bottom of the front page. I'll just say that just this right now. Only time I'll ever ask for money. No fucking Patreon, fucking Kickstarter bullshit. Don't fucking follow me. I don't have a Twitter or Facebook or any of that shit. So, yeah. Jump right into it. It's fucking Fallout 4 again. Just constant. I'm fucking going into like 100 hours or so on Fallout 4 and fucking still loving it. Still a fantastic game. I hate to keep bringing up bad shit from the past, but I was just thinking, like, I've been playing this game for, like, 100 hours, and trying to think of any other games recently I played for, you know, 100 hours, like, you know, The Witcher was great and all that, and fucking, I mean, just more recently, I think my most recent one that I put that much time into, or single player anyways, I fucking played a shit ton of Halo and all that, but, yeah, my most recent one's probably, like, Metal Gear, you know what I mean? If I'm just thinking, like, Metal Gear, dude, around, like, not even fucking Metal Gear 5, not even close to 100 hours, probably, like, the 20-hour mark, like, the grind starts getting to me, I'm just like, wow, I'm just doing the same shit over and over again, this is terrible, like, really feeling that fucking time, like, I gotta fucking switch to something else, but, man, fucking Fallout, I keep finding, like, little things, different fucking, everything's just different. I'm still, like, discovering all this new shit, like, fucking, you know, I'm just starting to get into the fucking nitty-gritty shit, dude, like, building, like, all the building shit, like, building the settlements, like, I'm just starting to get into that, like, I'm just making these runs, just, like, not even thinking about it, you know, I'm fucking just, like, all my armor is all like, deep-pocketed now, so I can fucking store, like, I don't know what I'm at this point, like, 380 pounds of fucking shit, just anything, you know what I mean, so I'm just fucking going, just grabbing fucking desk fans and fucking light bulbs and telephones and fucking everything I can get my hands on, that stuff I know I'm probably going to use for building, I'm just pretty much just making, you know, I'm doing other shit, but I'm just, like, on the side, I'm like, hey, a fan, I'm going to take that, hey, a fucking microscope, I'm taking that, you know, filling up. And me and fucking Piper wandering around being fucking, you know, trash fucking dealers. Building my shit up, you know. I'm just fucking starting to get, I get my home plate, my home base is at Diamond City is fucking a, you know, you can't even like set up a supply line between home plate. It's just you gotta buy a key for it. The way I did it anyway, from the mayor or the mayor's secretary. So I get like my own spot at home plate. I'm just fucking, I've been going nuts. Like I was just like, dude, I was fucking built like a bar inside of it. I just, you know, put up a counter, fucking, you know, 3 bar stools and fucking, you know, chandelier above it, shelves behind it. I'm putting fucking booze bottles on it and shit. And like, yeah, you gotta find the booze bottles, take them into there. Again, there's no supply line, so I was like, all right, I gotta think of what I'm gonna bring into this place. I guess you'd go out and buy it, but again, I have no fucking money in that game, like, ever. I just always like, I'll buy, like, you know, if I see somebody with, like, a shipment of this and that, like, I'll just buy that. I mean, I'm pretty well set as far as fucking weapons go and fucking armor and shit, so I like what I have. I have more than I can really use, you know? I'm not really seeking that out, but yeah, so I keep, I built this bar, and I'm just, like, taking every individual, like, bottle of, like, whiskey, and I was taking some, you know, Nuka-Cola Quantums, even, you know, whatever, these look cool, they're glowing and shit, and I'm putting them on the shelf, like, up behind the bar, and I don't know if there's any way to like, rotate shit, like, like a real way to do it. I tried like every like claw fucking hand button combination I could think of to like, you know, make shit rotate as you're holding it. Like the actual like objects you can pick up off the ground. I can't figure it out. So I was just like, you know, I'll take a bottle and I'm like putting it up against a wall or the counter, like the counter of the bar and shit, and like trying to make it straight so it stands up. And I can't really, you know, I'm spending so much time doing it. I was just, probably before I went to sleep last night, I'm setting it up. Well, so I was throwing a couple bottles on, and of course it took forever to like get them the right way. And then I'd get them set up on the shelf, and I'd take another one over there and knock them off and have to pick them up and set them up again. Another cool thing, I got a fan above it, and I figured out, like, if you take a bottle or whatever, and you put it up by the fan, it'll stop the fan, like, the fan spinning, and it'll just, like, hit the bottle and slow down and stop, and it's pretty cool. There's little details like that are awesome, but it's stupid shit like that. I mean, I never figured, like, I'd get sucked into that. I'm not a huge builder or Minecraft. I've played a couple times, but last thing I'd figure I'd fall into in Fallout. Fall into the Fallout, baby. But yeah, it ended up this is awesome. Just dicking around. Even the settlements, I'm not really focusing on one to build up. I mean, the castle I get to the point where I can't put anything else in there, but I'm just kind of wandering settlement to settlement. I'll have a boatload of crap on me. I'll just throw it somewhere, the closest settlement I can, and just, all right, well, I'm here, let's see what I can do and dick around with it. And it's pretty cool. I'm not that skilled at it. I'm sure there's people way better than I am, but it is satisfying when you just, you know, build up from nothing to something cool, you know. Not all I'm doing, though, in that game, obviously. It's just it's a little side thing. It's just different shit that you just find. It's awesome. The game's amazing. Yeah, so I finally found it hit Christmas in my game. So I saw this shit in Diamond City, all the lights up and shit. And thinking it's around here, it's about Christmas time. And, you know, there's all this, you know, huge thing in the game. I'm just looking around my town. It's just like, dude, people does not do Christmas anymore, it seems like. Nobody, you know, driving down the street, if I didn't know, it was like a week or two before, like, I never know. Nobody does decorations anymore. And it doesn't help that I'm fucking in, you know, the Northeast fucking U.S. And it's fucking, normally it's like, you know, I'd be freezing, like 20, 30, usually it's like 30 degrees, I'm fucking freezing, but it's like 75 fucking degrees here. It's like fog, you know, fog everywhere. It's fucking like ridiculously hot. I'm sweating in my room right now. It's fucking, it's ridiculous, you know. Getting pretty close to a real world Fallout, one way or another, I guess. Global warming. Well, it's good for us. I mean, it sucks for, I don't know, fucking people, I guess, where it's fucking too hot or whatever. I mean, and near the ocean probably sucks, and they'll probably all die. But, you know, if it just keeps up around here where it, you know, stays a cool, like, 60, 70 degrees, like, year-round, whatever. I mean, yeah, fucking fine with me, I guess. But, yeah, I don't have any fucking kids. I don't give a shit if this fucking place fucking it goes fucking tits up. I don't give a flying fuck, dude. What happens to anybody? I've spent my time. I'm good. I'm good to go. Yeah, fucking. Yeah, I ended up, I remember a few weeks ago I was talking about going on top of the Constitution up on a giant skyscraper. I was just looking out over the Boston Wasteland in the game. I'll have to differentiate after that little ramble, but by Christmas too. I fucking hate Christmas. I'll throw that out there too. I don't give a shit about that either. But it was cool to see in Diamond City the lights and shit. But anyway, yeah. So I'm fucking up on the I was up on the skyscraper. I was looking out. This is a couple weeks ago. I know I mentioned it, but all you dedicated listeners out there, I saw like the shore and like a lighthouse. I'm like, dude, I wonder if I can go out to that lighthouse. Like, that'd be cool. Cause I'd never, you know, I was basically just going between like, you know, forests or, suburban shit and, you know, wilderness and then into small cities. And then Boston itself is just a giant city with alleys and shit. I'm like, yeah, shit's all cool. It's all pretty different, you know? But, yeah, I hadn't done anything along the coast. I was looking at that lighthouse. I'm like, I wonder if I can get out there. So I ended up just combing, like I said, as a beacon, as I was wandering around aimlessly, as I usually do in the game. And just keeping that lighthouse, trying to, you know, looking at it as like a beacon, just, all right, I'm just going to kind of make a beeline to it. And of course, I'm going off, you know, if I see shit pop up on the map I hadn't been to, I'd go in and dick around. But slowly but surely, I was making my way up to that lighthouse, and I found a house on the shore, right by, you know, like a cliffside. I think it's called the Cliffside Manor, too. It's just a cool little mansion. I had to clear it out, you know, all ghouls and shit in there, but I ended up doing that. Used it as a sanctuary, a stronghold or whatever. So I was like, oh, that's awesome, you know. And I finally made my way along the shore. And there's a bunch of shit along the shore, too, which is really cool. Just not stuff you can use, or, you know, there'll be like raider strongholds or whatever. Like, you know, little shit. Like if I found some little city. Oh, it wasn't little. It was like a bunch of like junk ships and shit, like all along the shore, just fucking crash tankers and boats and shit, all piled up, and you know, wooden walkways all through. It was like a little like shack city, dude, almost like junk town from like the first one, you know. But instead of like cars and shit, and just, you know, as a wall, it's just all boats and fucking shit. It was real cool. It was real fun. And the giant ship was kind of like the home base, and it was real fun, dude. Just so different from anything else in the game. It was just so nice to see just the variety in there. So I was, you know, cleared that out, and a nice fucking epic battle on there, man. I was fucking ended up calling artillery and shit on the, just because it looked cool. Like, it didn't really, I only killed a couple people with it, but just because it looked awesome, just fucking all the artillery in the fucking water and shit. Fucking amazing. Yeah, so it was super fun, dude, and I fucking ended up, I did make it to that lighthouse I've been going towards for, like, you know, almost a week, and yeah, I finally get there. There's something, I'm not going to spoil too much, but say I own that lighthouse now, I'll say that, but there's a cool little story in there about the light. I definitely recommend, if you see a lighthouse, go towards it, because, yeah, it's fucking pretty cool. Just so, even the little, like I said, just going along the beach, wandering along there, just combing the shore, man. It's fucking real fun. Lots of Meyer lyrics, I'll say that. Yeah. The point, I fucking fought so many certain things, dude. I'll try mixing up my weapons just to mix it up, a variety. I like using the super sledge now. That's fucking real funny. I get a World Series baseball bat. That one's real good, too. It's not my best weapon, but it's like, you hit people and you get cool shit. I mean, I get a, you know, the perk that just knocks their heads off, like it'll be a home run, you know, and fucking the head goes flying. But then that bat's got like a random thing. It's got a chance that if you fucking hit somebody, they just go fucking flying like nuts, like fucking up in the air, like swinging for the fences. Doesn't matter what, like super mutant fucking Meyer lyrics fucking people, man, they just go fucking like flying. Like they might not be dead, you know, but they'll fucking just a mile in the fucking air, dude, just fucking all out. Every now and then, as they're in the air, I get the mysterious stranger perk all the way up too. So they'll be flying, the fucking da-na-na-na, fucking mysterious stranger shows up, and I'll fucking blast them out of the air as they're going, or Piper will fucking pelt them with fucking shit, dude. It's real fun. But yeah, dude, the Maya lyrics, my main thing, still the Ripper, man. That Ripper's just, I try to like not use it as much. It's just, it makes the game like so easy. It's stupid, but yeah, like shit like that, Meyer lurks and ghouls, dude, the things that like swarm me, I'm like, dude, they're not going to give me that, you know what I mean, they're not going to do much for me except just be a pain in the ass, and then I'll whip out the Ripper, dude, and just fucking go to town, declawing them and fucking them up. But yeah, I also went a little bit south this time, too. I don't usually use the map, but I found something like real cool down there. I'm like, where the hell am I? Like, you know, I was just checking, but yeah, let's say, yeah, dude, just fucking going south, dude, and fucking power armor, man. There's fucking, yeah, some real tough battles down there. I just ended up fucking burning through. I'm fine now, but I'm like, dude, I hoarded my stim packs. I had like 200 of them, but I was fucking, yeah, I ran into some real shit, like shit I'd never seen before, man. Lots of fucking, even like, you know, the factions I had fought before, like the Gunners and the Raiders and shit. There's just ton of them in fucking like power armor and shit. It's a real tough battle. So That was fun too. But finally, I'm like, these are fucking major challenges. Like, I'm a fucking, at this point, I'm a fucking wasteland legend. I'm actually past it at this point. You know, I'm past level 50. I'm like 56 or 57 or something. But, I mean, I started just recently going through. I'm like, all right, maybe I'll, aside clearing out like a lot of the side shit. So I'm like, all right, maybe I will just start going through like some of the main story. I've been going through a couple main story. I finally found Valentine after 100 hours, you know. But, yeah, it's fucking a little over leveled, man. I found fucking, I found the guy who took my kid, the fucking, who took, I got Valentine and followed him to fucking, like, whatever, dude. I found the guy who, killed my wife and took my kid. That was just stupid, you know, over leveled. Like, he's just, you know, big long drawn out speech about, you know, I was gonna fucking, whatever, he's gonna fucking kill me. He's such a tough guy, you know. I get this, I found a legendary enemy who had a switchblade on him that gives you, like, crazy, like, AP when you use it, or it's got, like, reduced AP. So when you're using VATS, you can, you know, stab, like, 6, 7, 8 times, in one VATS thing, so you can just keep stabbing. Like, it doesn't do shit for damage, but it just looks funny, so I ended up fucking just using that on, the guy who killed my fucking wife and took my kid and shit. I fucking, you know, just for dramatic effect, you know, you gotta have fun. You gotta goof around sometimes. So I used that, use VATS and just fucking stab the shit out of him. It probably took like, good 5-10 minutes just stabbing over and over. Like, probably stabbed him a good, you know, 200 times to kill him, but got him eventually. He kept using, stealth camo and shit, like the stealth boy, so he'd disappear and fucking Piper would just start fucking shooting at him and I'd fucking just keep stabbing him, but VATS dude fucking just stab him a million times and he ended up dropping. I ended up stripping him naked, taking his clothes, and just kept stabbing him again and he was dead. Then I fucking ate him with my cannibal perk. I fucking ate his dead body. Then I took out my ripper and I fucking just pretty much just fucking scattered his fucking body, like, everywhere. Just dramatic effect. Like, no big deal. Nothing really to it. You probably don't have to be that much of a psycho as I am, but I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny if anybody was fucking watching the stream, because I saw at least, like, one person was watching for a little bit, and they started doing that, and they left, you know? I'm like, I wonder what that guy was thinking. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing? But, yeah, another little thing. I was fucking random shit, yeah. I have fucking some notes jotted down, but just going through randomly because fucking some shit I did fucking right before I went to bed fucking last night and whatever. But, yeah, just little fucking details, man, just make the goddamn game so good. Like, yeah, I've been through, there's a bunch of churches in the game. It's, you know, it's Boston, so a lot of churches, a lot of that shit. So I've been through a bunch of them. I know, whatever, you know. Clear them out. They're all, most of them are pretty similar layout or whatever. But, this happened to go into one. There was a, like, one guy in there, like some boss or some shit, dude. I fucking, whatever, kill him, and I'm just sticking around, and I look, and fucking Piper, dude, Piper's, she's fucking just sits down on the one of the benches or whatever, the pews, I guess, and fucking, like, you know, they'll sit down, and they'll start drinking or, like, smoking or whatever randomly, or they do cool shit. Like, she'll go, you know, she goes up to, like, a fucking armor bench or a weapon bench or whatever, workshop, and she'll stop pounding away on something or dicking around or, like, whatever. They do cool shit like that, which is real cool. But, dude, it's just because we're in a church, and she sits on the fucking pew, dude, and she just fucking folds her hands in front of her, and she puts her head down, and, like, dude, she's fucking just, like, praying. Like, that's just fucking, like, you know, not that I approve of praying, but it's like, dude, like, this little shit like that, like, dude, that's nuts. They fucking put that much shit in there. And I, again, all I've been out with this Piper, like, that's all I've used. I really do like her, dude. I think she's fucking funny, dude. She has funny shit. I fucking feel like I'd be, like, betraying her if I brought somebody else with me. But it's like, dude, just fucking, like, everything, dude, that she's, my, I don't know, like, everybody, all the other companions might do the same thing, like, I don't know, but a lot of them have to have, different dialogue and shit, you know? So it's just like, dude, just all this little shit that I'm fucking just looking, like, watching her, dude, like, imagine, I'm just trying to, it's nuts just thinking about, like, if I brought other people, like, what they do or what they would say, it's just, wow, like, the game is fucking really fucking impressive. Like, it's nuts. Really fucking impressed by it. And again, hate to bring it up, but going back to Metal Gear, dude, it sounds like a lot of the shit people are saying about Metal Gear, like, oh, I could put fucking an eye patch on the dog. Oh, it's so funny. It's like, dude, I can put a fucking all these different bandanas and armor on this fucking dog, and then plus they have like a million, you know what I mean? I have fucking more companions than I can fucking keep track of all scattered around, dude. Like, you know what I mean? I can put all different shit on them, and every little thing I can fucking customize. And it's like, dude, I just hate that game so much, and I fucking love this one almost equally, or if not more so. So, yeah, fuck Metal Gear. Fall is awesome. That's pretty much what I was getting to. Other little quests ran into, I was doing on the radio here about some radio superhero 30s drama, the Silver Shroud. I ran into that comic shop before, Hubris Comics or whatever, digging around. You know, I found I cleared the whole place out, but then I sat it on the actual quest. I guess I saw that shit too. He's got like an actual Silver Shroud like costume on a mannequin or whatever. And part of the quest is to get it and fucking dress up as the Shroud and go around and do like fucking like vigilante shit and like. I'm like, ah, cool, whatever, dude. I fucking did it, dude. If you want fucking one to fucking good one just to role play, man, that's a fucking a riot. That's real good, real funny, dude. He's gonna fucking like puts on a voice, puts on an act. Like, you know, you have options to be like a dick about it and just like completely like not say, you know what I mean, like not break your character's character, I guess, if that makes sense. But I did the whole thing just, you know, real fucking like cheesy superhero as every time it gave me the option, like, you know, answer as Shroud or talk as Shroud. I did that, man, and fucking whole get up, dude, the hat, the fucking, you know, suit. I kept, he's got like his own SM or submachine gun, like a Tommy gun. I'd only use that, you know, and fucking like I just role played the whole thing, man. That was fucking hilarious. It's real good. One of the better quests I've fucking done in fucking a while. Say that there's quite a few in this game where it's like, man, I fucking played some RPGs, man, but fucking. Yeah, again, going back to like The Witcher, like The Witcher is like the real strong, like fucking like story and fucking like character shit. But I mean, these are just like straight, like fucking like, you know, quests. You know, I guess you could a lot of me could fucking, oh, it's just like, you know, fetch quests or go here, go there, like whatever, like that type of thing. But they're fucking like, these are real fucking like creative and, you know, the spins they put on them, dude, a lot of them are fucking either like funny or they're just fucking like creative and the fucking, the backstories are all there. They're all like kind of like, you know, hidden. If you want to dig deep, they're all kind of like hidden and shit, but. Oh, yeah, dude, the fucking Silver Shroud, man. I'd fucking, you know, it's not really something you get to look for. You pick it up near, Good Neighbor, I think. It must be on the radio. You listen to the station, you pick it up, but I definitely highly recommend fucking doing that and fucking role playing as a hardcore as the Silver Shroud. It's fucking well worth it. During that too, I know I heard about a companion, Kate, and I was just thinking like she's, I don't know if it's the same one, but it's fucking one of the people I had to interact with as the Shroud was someone named Kate. It was Smiling Kate, and I'm wondering if it's her. She's fucking, oh, is this like face paint, like the Joker? I don't know. It was fucking just like face paint, like the fucking the Joker from The Dark Knight. Like, I don't know if that was her I was hearing about, but if it was, I ended up fucking murdering the shit out of her, so she's done. She's gone, but she got fucked up. Oh, yeah, that pissed me off doing that was there's one, one point you had to talk to the mayor of Good Neighbor. I forget his name. I want to say it's Cassidy, but I know it's not that. It's the dude from the fucking the first game or the second one or whatever. But the ghoul, the mayor of fucking Good Neighbor, like you had to talk to him as the Shroud. And I tried doing that. I had a couple other quests that were part of his. So I fucking, you know, as I'm talking, I had to talk to him a couple times. He's like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like whatever. Like shit I fucking forgot about. Like, dozens of hours ago that I did, you know, and he's fucking just like, oh yeah, thanks, fucking like whatever, dude, gives me fucking like XP and some money or whatever, and did that a couple times, and like the one of the officers just like fucking, oh yeah, I'll fucking be your companion or whatever, I'll fucking come with you. I'm like, oh, all right, but fucking whatever, you gotta fucking send Piper somewhere. So I sent her like, well, I've, it happens a couple, every time I pick a companion, a new companion up, I'll be like, yeah, Yeah, just to have them, you know what I mean? You can't just fucking sound. There might be a way just to be like, all right, yeah, you can join me, but fucking go. I don't know how. I don't want to fuck it up and say like, oh no, and like have not join me. So every time I'll be like, yeah, come with me. You know what I mean? Then I'll fucking gives you the option to send Piper somewhere, and I'll send her somewhere. Then like as soon as I get out of the dialogue, I'll fucking just run and grab Piper again and just be like, yeah, hey Piper, come back. You know what I mean? And fucking send the other dude somewhere. So I always have Piper, you know. That's why I tried doing the same shit with fucking the mayor of Good Neighbor. And as I did that, like fucking he went into like some longer fucking like talk than usual. I didn't want to skip it. I'm like, oh whatever, dude, like Piper, like I sent her to the castle. I sent everybody to the fucking castle anyway, pretty much. Except now I'm fucking spreading them out because the castle's really fucking crowded. I think I found the downside of just connecting like every settlement you find to one spot. Like I have everything like spiderweb to the fucking the castle. Then I fucking went back there. It was just like a fucking traffic jam of just fucking Brahmin and traders. You do like one doorway. Like they won't go through the other open fucking spot. They all try to go through this one fucking doorway. And just fucking I get like Strong, a fucking super mutant companion. I sent him as a supply line guy, and fucking just him and like I don't know, like fucking like a dozen fucking Brahmin and traders and fucking settlers trying to get into you. They're just all fucking jammed, like a fucking traffic jam trying to get into the fucking castle. It's ridiculous. But yeah, anyway, so I fucking listen to the mayor of Good Neighbor, like doing his like a speech or whatever. I'm like, oh, I'll send Piper, you know, send Piper to the castle, and fucking he's done. This is part of the shroud thing. I had to talk to him, but I couldn't. Like the next step of him like talking for something else was he wanted to be a fucking companion or whatever. So I kind of like whatever. It's kind of screwy, but whatever. So I fucking like send Piper to the castle. I'm like, all right. So I fucking the mayor's with me. I'm like, all right. Well, I'll just go grab fucking Piper, dude. Before she, you know, gets too far. I'm just in this little house looking for her. I can't find her anywhere. So I'm like, all right. Well, I'll set the fucking castle like a marker on my map for the castle and go from fucking Good Neighbor to the castle, fucking run into her like somewhere along the road. Fucking oh, can't find her, man. She's fucking nowhere. I'm like, fuck, well Jesus, dude. So fucking like I end up walking all the way to the fucking castle. I'm like, dude, I'm looking around, I'm like, where the fuck is she, dude? Like I'm getting like kind of nervous, like fucking dude, I just at this point, dude, I'm fucking, I don't know, most of the game I've been with her, dude. It's just fucking what I like I said again, I like her. I never fucking, like, felt that, you know what I mean? It's fucking been, sounds kind of, like, gay and fucking, like, nerdy and fruity, I guess, dude, but it's, like, spent so much time with her, dude, I'm starting to get, like, this fucking, like, sinking fucking feeling in my chest, like, dude, where is she, dude? I'm like, all right, well, I'll fucking, maybe if I sleep, dude, I slept for, went to bed and slept for a while, dude, and I fucking get up, fucking looking all around, you know, there's a ton of companions there. Just to clear shit out, dude, I kept, like, sending, like, some of, like, fucking, the French fucking robot there. Like, I sent her out to, on, like, a supply line, like, whatever, dude. I think Strong was already out somewhere on a fucking supply line. I'm fucking, like, you know, sending, like, fucking companions away fucking other places. I'm like, dude, where is she? I'm, like, looking, like, fuck, dude, if I can go back to sleep, get up, can't find her. I'm like, dude, it's just, like, seriously, this is a fucking, like, existential fucking, like, dread, dude. Just, like, dude, I fucking, like, dude, I fucking, you know what I mean? I don't want to lose her, dude. I don't want to fucking ever lose somewhere. I'm just getting, like, ultra fucking, like, you know, depressed, dude. I'm, like, looking at my fucking Pip-Boy at the time. It was, like, December, like, you know, 22nd or some shit. I'm like, yeah, I want to keep sleeping. I wanted to go to fucking Diamond City to see the Christmas shit. I'm just, like, you know, I was getting, like, really, like, in depth, just like, oh man, I want to fucking bring Piper back to Diamond City for Christmas, and I want her to fucking talk to her sister and hang out. And just like, dude, I was getting like really just fucking like down in the dumps, dude, about this stupid shit. I'm like, dude, and as dumb as it is, I'm like, dude, that's fucking just whatever it is, man. This fucking game just got to get this fucking that hook into me, man. It's been so long since I've been into a game like that. Like, I play a lot of fucking video games, you know, and most of them are just fucking. Most of them, even if I like them, they're just, like, disposable. I mean, even, like, The Witcher, like, fucking, I like, you know, I like that. I like fucking role-playing as fucking Geralt, you know? But it's the fact, it's still, like, customizable. Like, I fucking made my, you know what I mean? I'm fucking, like, really, like, telling my own story in this. I'm fucking, like, I have so much shit, like, invested. It's, like, dude, I'm getting, like, so into it. It's fucking nuts. But, yeah, it's fucking. Yeah, I don't know what else I can say, just how much I fucking love it, yeah, but rough. But yeah, I found her eventually. Went to fucking back to Diamond City. Talked to her. Nothing. I was hoping that some, like, I was asking a lot. It's fucking really nitpicky, but fucking, I was just like talking to her. I was hoping for some kind of like little dialogue, just as it was Christmas, between her and her sister, but no, there's nothing, like, whatever. There was, like, little things, like, the guards will say shit, like, oh, it's Christmas, huh? Like, fucking, like, I heard a couple little tidbits like that, but nothing major. I mean, I'm not, like, asking for fucking too much, it's fucking, like, nuts, but I just thought, you know, it was a little Easter eggy thing, but it's fucking, it's like, ah, oh, fucking bring her back home, talking to her sister, like, fucking, you know, sit down on the couch with the fucking sister in the room and shit, and just, like, wicked gay, like one of the gayest things. Probably I've been a lot gayer than that, but just like dumb, like nerdy fucking gay shit, you know. But yeah, so just fucking whatever. He brought her to fucking home base and fucking banged her there and fucking just started decorating the place. Not like Christmas Eve, but I fucking started really getting into it. I talked about it before, but that was fun. Yeah, dude, just fucking, I don't know. The game's just fucking incredible. I don't fucking know what else to say. Yeah, fucking halfway mark, I guess. Put a pin in it. Check this out, and yeah, Fallout 4 is fucking amazing.
I wish I had a bullet big enough to fucking kill the sun. I'm sick of songs about the summer. And I hate everyone. I'm gonna load my rifle, gonna aim it at the dying star. I wanna live in a bubble. I need a getaway car. Hey, rain on me. Hey, rain on me. How can I be someone that you love if you hate?
And we're back with the Grunt Free Press news report. You got a big news story here. You know, to be honest with you, I don't really like going into the news too much, just because a lot of it's just bullshit, you know. I try to, if I can, I mean, just talk more about fucking games I've just been fucking playing, if I can, just because it's more, you know, cuts out the absolute bullshit, I guess. You're not fucking wading through fucking people's opinions and garbage and shit I fucking experience firsthand or whatever. Anyway, the big news story this week, for me anyway, I mean, it's been kind of light lately because, I don't know, I guess all the fucking, everybody's fucking in holiday mode, vacation mode, whatever. Nobody wants to fucking work or write or do anything. But, yeah, the biggest one that caught my eye anyway was, I mean, stop me if you've heard this one before, but Dead or Alive Extreme 3, if you're familiar with the Dead or Alive series, it's from Tecmo Koei, Team Ninja. You know, Dead or Alive is the fighting game franchise. It's really, really good fighting games, but, I mean, they're more known for scantily clad girls. A lot of them kind of on the young side, I guess. Fucking, you know, fighting, and, you know, they call it, like, you know, cheesecake, just fucking, like, you know, they think people just look at it and say, like, oh, it's just fucking, people want to look at fucking tits and ass and, like, whatever. But, you know, obviously, you know, people do. I mean, I know I do. I mean, sue me, because I fucking like vagina, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, it's fucking funny and whatever. But, yeah, I mean, those are really good fighting games. But there's a spinoff called Dead or, I think the first one was just Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball, I want to say, and that was fucking, like, that was known as being a halfway decent fucking volleyball game, and then all the fucking, volleyball, dude, I don't know why the fuck I have such a problem with that, volleyball, I always say volleyball, and I sound like a fucking retard, but, yeah, dude, that was a halfway decent volleyball game, and, yeah, fucking, but then, again, you know, it's just fucking, people just dismiss it, like, whatever, dude, it's fucking just, you know, just fan service fucking bullshit, like, whatever, and it is, don't get me wrong, I did play it back in the day. They're not a good game. Then the second one came out for 360, Dead or, it's just called Dead or Alive Extreme with an X, 2, that game is pretty shitty. I mean, it's fucking a bad game, like awful. I've talked about this before, but what I talked about before was Dead or Alive Extreme 3 wasn't going to come out over here in the West, and talking about how I made a Japanese PlayStation account, because I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking get it, just because of the principle of it. Just I fucking don't like, I'm anti fucking censorship, anything, fucking whatever, dude. I can't stand, like, oh, we're not going to release this or change this because it fucking is offensive or blah. I can't fucking stand it. Like, it drives me fucking nuts. And I want to fucking stab people 20 times and then fucking use my cannibal perk to fucking eat them anytime they fucking defend it or fucking even bring up the, oh, this is offensive and blah, you know what I mean? I can't fucking stand it. Like, fucking whatever. Yeah, so I talked, like, this is probably months ago. It's fucking weird to think at this point. Like, months I was talking about that. But then I guess, like, you know, it was another blow up. I don't know, fucking another news cycle. Someone must have said something. I think it was one of the Tecmo guys said something on Twitter about, like, why they're not bringing it over. And this pretty much said what I said when it was fucking, they first announced it wasn't gonna come over here. I said, dude, they're not gonna, why would they bother? I mean, the games don't sell, like, they're not like million fucking copies, you know, a million copy fucking $1 million fucking franchise. Obviously, just like fucking, like, whatever, dude. They are just like fucking bubblegum fucking garbage that they just fucking put out for, you know, people like me who are just like, oh, whatever, this is fucking, like, funny, like, whatever, dude. Like, you know, and not that appealing, dude. Not that good at games. They're not going to get good reviews. And, yeah, so what I said when I first heard it, I'm like, they just don't want to deal with it. I mean, they're not going to sell a bunch, dude. They're not going to want to deal with the fucking, the press, the fucking social justice fucking warrior fucking bullshit, dude. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? Why would they bother doing that to their company or fucking, you know, if people make those fucking games, you know, why are they gonna fucking deal with somebody fucking calling them fucking perverts and fucking, like, whatever, like, you know, like, bad mouthing, fucking just being fucking bully pieces of shit? Like, why would they do that? And they're not gonna make that much money, you know, like, fucking. So they said, fuck it, we're just fucking just not going to release it over here just to fucking avoid it all, you know? But another good deal with it anyway, because they did say that, like, straight out, I guess, the tweet or whatever. I don't know. I don't fucking follow that social media garbage, but fucking an executive or producer or something just said, like, hey, we're just not going to do it. We're just fucking not going to deal with that shit. Over, you know what I mean? Of the West, dude, the Western fucking social justice fucking warrior bullshit. So fuck you. We're not bringing our game out. And of course, oh, wait a minute, all the fucking, the media, oh, how can they do that? Like, fuck, this is ridiculous. Like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, they can't win either way. They brought it out, they would have had to deal with it. They don't bring it out, and they're fucking honest of why they're not doing it, because you guys are fucking faggots, you know? You can't fucking deal with this shit over there. Obviously, you fucking get so offended, because you're a bunch of fucking faggots, fucking pussies, dude. Like, you know, fucking all in an uproar. Oh, fucking, you know, fucking, hey, you know, and people hear that, and from the other side, they're like, dude, no, you guys really are fucking pussies. You gotta knock this shit off. And and you get, like, the, you know, all, everyone gets defensive, like, fucking, oh, nobody's censoring, you know, we're not censoring anything. Nobody's, you know, if they can bring it out here if they wanted to, they could do it. They just, you know, they're not going to make money. So, you know, they start, like, playing the word games, like, well, it's not censorship because nobody's, really, like, taking their art and fucking, you know what I mean? They're not, like, taking the game and, like, changing it or forcing them to change it. Like, you know, they're just doing it on, there's something, the decision they did. So it's not censorship if they do it. You know, nobody's forcing it on them, but it's just fucking semantic bullshit. Like, of course, like, that, as they can bring it out fucking uncensored over here, but they're gonna face that bullshit. Like, nobody's, you know what I mean? Nobody's probably, GameStop is not gonna fucking carry it, you know? Or they'll put it in the fucking back and they're not gonna fucking display it. Like, it's, I don't know, what's the word for it then? If it's not censorship, it's fucking, you know, self-censorship or otherwise, it's still somebody's. They're not bringing it out because people have a fucking problem with the content of what they're, you know, the fucking, what they're trying to put out. Like, it's censorship. Don't be a fucking, like, English major fucking fag about it. Because, like, oh, well, Webster's defined, you know, it's like, dude, no, I've actually gone down that rabbit hole, like, a while ago before, like, fucking, I don't know what for, but fucking, no. If you look up censorship, it's exactly what it is. It's fucking, like, one way or another, like, forcing somebody to fucking change the shit. And again, no, not forcing, but you kind of are. I mean, you really are, like, fucking, like, indirect. Like, they know what they're going to deal with by fucking bringing it out, so they say, fuck it, you know? They don't want to fucking be shit on and fucking be, like, the example of the fucking week of what's wrong with fucking video games and, you know, don't try to play the card like, oh, well, we don't, you know, we don't do that. Of course, you fucking do. You guys are pieces of shit. Every one of you fucking Polygon fucking Kotaku faggots, dude. You're all fucking... IGN fucking dips into it fucking every now and then, dude, like everybody, you're all on a fucking mailing list of fucking gaggle of fucking fags, dude, everybody knows it, so fuck you. Yeah, dude, they fucking dude, if I heard the funniest thing too, just fucking, so somebody actually said fucking, like, you know, one of the sites, I don't want to give them, like, credit or fucking, like, whatever, dude. They're just fucking, like, well, they shouldn't be mixing, you know, business with politics. If they're going to bring it out, it's going to make, they shouldn't even mention that, you know, say straight up, it's because of money reason. Like, don't pretend it's fucking, like, political. It's like, dude, that's the most fucking hypocritical bullshit I could fucking ever hear. Like, don't mix your fucking business with politics. Isn't that what fucking all these goddamn sites have been doing? Like, the whole thing is fucking, like, complaining about this brings clicks, you know what I mean? Like, fucking... making examples and fucking scapegoats fucking, you know, gets people to, you know, other fucking social justice fucking retards, dude, fucking clicking to fucking, like, you know, all fucking, oh, yes, yes, oh, fucking, we're so oppressed and, you know what I mean, the fucking, you get that shit, and then you get fucking the normal-headed people who fucking actually play games, like, dude, like, shut the fuck up, like, what we've been saying fucking from the beginning is, dude, stop mixing your fucking social shit with fucking video games, like, just don't do it, like, you know what I mean, fucking, not, that's what I've been saying, dude, and fucking the majority of people that I've heard, fucking level-headed people anyway, saying, like, dude, like, just don't, like, fucking do what you want, but stop fucking, like, demonizing everybody else, stop being, you know what I mean, stop mixing your fucking, your fucking agenda with fucking games, and that's what they've been doing since fucking the whole shit started, and fucking whenever, dude, I always point to Gone Home as the biggest piece of shit, which is a fucking horrible game that's just, you know what I mean, like, fucking, just get so much fucking, you know, oh, no, you're a fucking asshole if you don't like it, and then the pushback is fucking, you know what I mean, whatever, but, yeah, so they've been doing is fucking business and politics, and just say, like, fucking, oh, dude, you can't mix, you know, the video game, your video game business with your social politics, like, yes, if you shouldn't either, like, dude, like, I don't know, fucking drives me fucking nuts, dude, like, whole business is supposed to be fucking reviewing and commenting on games and turned into fucking everyone should be offended by everything. Let's be a bunch of whiny pussies. You know what I mean? Then someone says, yeah, you're obviously fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking then, like, Tecmo saying, like, dude, yeah, you're just fucking, you're not, you guys are fucking nuts and you're fucking obviously not fucking mature enough, dude, to fucking, or take your shit, like, seriously enough, whether you like the game or not, to fucking, you know, handle it. You guys just can't handle it. You fucking out, like, you're fucking a bunch of babies over there, you know? And they're not gonna fucking bend over backwards to fucking censor their shit to fucking, you know, please you guys, so fuck you. And I'm fucking 100% with them. They shouldn't bring it out. They should fucking be banned. They should fucking ban it over here, you know? They should self, they're gonna self-censor, they should fucking go the extra self and just say, extra step and just be like, dude, no. It's fucking, if they had to fucking make it up, you know, I'm fucking pretty much banned, like, fucking, yep, it's too hot for fucking the West, like, it's pretty much what it is. Just say it, fucking too hot for TV, fucking gay shit, dude, it's fucking, I don't know. And then the fact that, like, I'm sure, dude, I mean, deep down, dude, you know, they fucking, the journalists and shit, they understand, dude, they know why it's not coming out, dude, like, they did this to themselves, you know? And again, dude, I'm not fucking defending the game or fucking having any delusion there's gonna be anything fucking great that anybody's gonna be missing out on fucking gameplay-wise, you know what I mean, for not playing it. It'll probably be just, it's fucking, like, another, like, hatred, like, fucking, like, that game wasn't great, like, it was okay, but just fucking more, like, on principle at this point, like, dude, like, fucking, you know what I mean, like, not great, fucking, it's probably gonna be, like, average to fucking bad, probably be fucking, like, terrible, but it's just the principle of it, it's a thing, you know, and the fact that, fucking, dude, just to pretend, like, I don't know why it's not coming out, I don't understand, it's like, dude, it's pretty much, like, having somebody come to your house, you know what I mean, come to your house, all, you know, and then you fucking, like, oh, say, like, somebody comes to your house every fucking day, and then all of a sudden you have a fucking, somebody else tells you, like, fucking, oh, this guy's, like, whatever, he's fucking, I don't know, dude. He fucking sticks his fucking thumb up his ass and he fucking jerks off, you know? He's a fucking... And anybody who does that's a fucking piece of shit. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? You should fucking, like, not hang out with that guy. And, like, fucking, like, he comes to your house one day and you fucking just piss on him. And he's like, what the fuck? And you're like, oh, I don't know, dude. You know, he fucking, like, walks away, you know? Fucking... It's like someone coming, you know, comes in again, you fucking piss on him, and you piss on him, and then fucking, like, he's like, all right, well, fuck you, then he doesn't fucking show up, and then you fucking, like, start complaining, like, fucking, like, I don't know why this guy's not coming to my house anymore, like, why does he want to hang out, like, fucking, oh, what a fucking piece of shit, like, this guy's a fuck, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, you're fucking hypocritical, fucking garbage people, dude, you fucking, all of you. Fucking whatever, dude. I know, dude. I know, like, probably the majority of them, dude, have, like, don't really think that way. And they're just fucking, like, people tell them, dude, like, one way or another. Not, like, fucking, I don't want to say, like, peer pressure, dude. It might be, like, self-peer pressuring because you guys are, like, deep down a bunch of fucking losers. But I don't know. Like, fuck you. Fuck you all, dude. So anyway, fucking long story short, I fucking made that Japanese account for that game, you know? I was gonna fucking go, put fucking money in my account, so. Yeah, so I was planning on doing that, like, after this shit, like, blew up, whatever. And blow up might be a strong word. It was only fucking a big deal for, like, a couple of days. It just fucking started popping up, like, my YouTube stream and shit. And I was just fucking, you know, looking at the usual fucking suspects, like, fucking one way or another, just fucking commenting, dude, just fucking, you know. But I'm like, ah, cool, like, whatever, dude. I figured it was out, so I'm like, all right, I'll try it, check it out, fucking. Turn on my PS4 for the first time in like 3 months and fucking update, dude. All these fucking friend requests, which I'm assuming for the Friday the 13th game. I fucking put my PSN name, so I'm like, oh, these people probably wonder what the fuck I'm doing. So I fucking, like, whatever, accept all the friend requests, dude. Fucking like 3 updates later, like, I log into my fucking Japanese account and start going through the store, man. Fucking. Oh, the fucking goddamn PSN stores. Even in fucking English, dude, that store is a fucking nightmare to fucking navigate to find what the fuck you want. Like, regularly, dude. Never mind in fucking Japanese. It's fucking Jesus. I couldn't find a fucking goddamn thing. I'm like, looking. I'm just like, I ended up finding, like, oh, here's Dead or Alive 5. I'm like, it should be around here. Maybe if I click on this, it'll be, like, suggested. Like, nothing, dude. But. Yeah, it turns out, like, fucking, yeah, this game's not out yet. It's coming out in fucking February, I think, February or March or something, but, yeah, it's a fucking nightmare, dude. It's a fucking, like, that store fucking sucks, but, so I ended up fucking, like, I'm like, all right, well, make an account, like, to get money anyway, you gotta get a yen, like, you know what I mean, get, like a yen card, like a PSN fucking Japanese card, and put money on your account, like that, so. The biggest way to do it is fucking go to playasia.com, play-asia.com, and, yeah, I hadn't tried it, so I'm like, alright, well, I'm gonna need the fucking, anyway, I need the fucking, the money anyway, the card, so, I made an account over there. I'm like, I was kinda like fucking skeptical at first, like, I don't know, like, fucking, I shouldn't be, I mean, just fucking whatever, dude, it's fucking, you know, this is a pretty big site, but, yeah, fucking, the site's pretty cool, dude. Anyway, I ended up fucking, like, I'm like, I saw the game, like, the physical game, dude. I'm like, oh, like, for a pre-order, and I'm like, just fucking thinking about going through that store again. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll just do that, dude. Let's get it shipped over here from fucking, I think it's like Hong Kong or something, but it's all fucking, like, I don't want to fuck it up doing it, like, digital, and then fucking, you know, being screwed, and, like, fucking getting the wrong version, or, like, fucking, like, who knows, but, dude, I guess, like, the funny thing is, too, that they have it in, like, English, not, like, English voice acting or whatever, but it's fucking, like, oh, you know, English subtitles, I'm assuming English menus and shit, like, it said, like, you know, this is the English version, they have it for over there in, Asia anyway, for, you know, they have, like, a fucking, whatever, I don't know why, I guess, fucking, probably so many languages, and fucking, it's probably, like, the most, like, common, just, like, catch-all and stuff, like, English subtitles, but I'm like, yeah, I'll just fucking, like, pre-order it, like, whatever, dude, just get a fucking shit from fucking, like, Hong Kong, I think, and the dude, that fucking site seems pretty straight. I mean, I was, you know, it's been around for a long time, it's almost like the fucking, like, Amazon of fucking, like, to import games, like, it's fucking pretty legit, so. I did that, so it should be here, I think it's like early March or something. I think it comes out late February, but fucking shipping from over there, I should be here, yeah, in March, so fuck it. If fuck you, dude. Oh, I almost bought it out of, like, spite. I'm just like, dude, as I'm doing it, I'm like, dude, fucking, I hate everybody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, fuck you. You know, they say fucking vote with your dollars, dude. My fucking wallet saying fucking suck a dick, you fucking queers. Pretty cool. That's straight. I mean, fucking, like, pretty painless to fucking set it up. Is fucking whatever. Just fucking PayPal, whatever. Fucking set it up. And then, even I got, like, an email a couple of days ago, just like, oh, I think it was like $70 or something. And, like, I don't know, like $5, like, shipping and handling. But I just figured, like, whatever, dude. Like, not, you know, little pricey, which was like 50 or 60, but, and then like fucking like, yeah, they sent me an email like a couple of days ago, like, oh, hey, like fucking, there's a price drop, it's down to like $60. So like, whatever, you're just going to refund you like the difference. So I'm fucking whatever. There should be money in my fucking account. It's almost, again, almost like Amazon, just fucking the price match or whatever. I'm assuming, dude, I don't know. It's fucking me just, assuming a lot. Dude, it's fucking, probably a lot of people did that over here to the point that they could probably buy like fucking in bigger bulk or pre-order it themselves in bigger bulk and probably get a fucking decent deal on it, because so many people want it at this point. So that's what you get, you know, for getting, you fucking fake ass fucking social justice fucking faggots, dude. Drum up your clicks, dude, then you're fucking drumming up hype for fucking whatever you don't want to, you know what I mean, what you're fucking rallying against. Oh, fuck you. All right, enough of that. Fuck everybody. Rainbow Six, another whiny people fucking journalist fucking whining about, dude. Fucking game is fucking phenomenal. Fucking love it, dude. I'm fucking hooked on it. Like, fucking, yeah. I popped, I got, like, the limited whatever, dude, the fucking deluxe edition. So it came with some shit. I got like fucking like Rainbow Bucks or whatever, dude. Like the shit you can spend like real money on, and like you know, currency exchange bullshit. Don't really need to deal with it. Fucking, you unlock shit pretty regularly in that. It's not a big deal. But I think maybe, I don't know if it's just for pre-ordering or because of the deluxe. Dude, they gave me like I think it was like a 1-day booster or whatever. It gives you like plus 50%, like you know, the renown, which is the real currency you need to unlock shit, unlock operators and you know, attachments and camo and shit. So I popped that, like, the first day I played it. I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. It's fucking 1 day, like, 24 hours, big deal. And I fucking, dude, I popped a, end up fucking, or maybe it's from, like, Uplay or something, I forget, but I end up fucking looking at, like, the other currency they gave you. I'm like, what can I buy with this? And fucking, you know, they have, like, fucking, like, you know, some bullshit. And, like, the boosters, like, what, I end up getting, like, a 3-day one. I'm like, all right, I'll fucking pop that, dude. And I'm like, all right, well, while this is popped, dude, again, dude, I have fucking, at this point, I have, like, pretty much everything I need unlocked. It's not even a big deal. It's the fucking, like, bank some shit, get dumb shit like camo or shit that doesn't matter. Like, fucking, I'm just like, all right. As soon as I pop that, though, I'm like, huh, maybe I should fucking, I just sit down and fucking play this for, like, extended periods of time, dude. And I did, dude. I fucking went hard for it for, like, 3 days while that was active. Like, I was fucking just, like, all, like, 1 or 2 days, dude, all I fucking played just fucking, like, you know, 4 hours straight, 4 or 5 hours just playing that, dude. That game's just so fucking good, dude. A couple of real good fucking, really good fucking moments. You're just on a good team, dude, and, you know, fucking everyone's, it's just fucking so good if you can coordinate shit. Like, fucking just, like, you know, breaching every side from, you know, two people breaching, fucking, you know, one guy's got a shield in front of you, one guy's up top breaching the fucking ceiling, one guy's fucking bashing a fucking barrier and fucking shooting in. Just everyone just does it at once, dude, and fucking people throwing flashes and just fucking going in like fucking SEAL Team 6, dude, or a SWAT team. It's just, it's just fucking so good. Fucking fantastic. Yeah. So sick. It is, again, just hearing people fucking complain about, you know, the journalists and shit, and the YouTube fucking guys, dude. Same shit. I don't know why I fucking click on this YouTube bullshit. I see, like, fucking, like, the same people, dude, or, like, I'll see something like, oh, that looks interesting. Like, I wonder what they have to say about that. And it's always just, like, almost, like, copy-paste, just fucking the same garbage, dude, the same opinions, like, fucking Jesus, like, fucking Angry Joe or some shit. Like, this whole fucking shtick is, like, fucking, like, fucking dumb fucking, you know, Reddit and fucking Twitter users are complaining about it. I'm gonna fucking make a video about it. Like, fucking, yeah, I'm the voice of the people, but I have no voice in my own fucking empty shell, fucking faggot, dude. I can't stand it. Or, like, whatever, dude. Anyways, yeah, it's fucking just, I was hearing the fucking people complain, even other reviewers complaining about fucking dumb shit, like, oh, terror reporting fucking terrorist hunt and blah, blah, blah. It's not, dude, I said it before, dude, it's not, dude, terrorist hunt isn't the fucking main mode of that fucking game. Like, it's just, like, dick around fucking whatever additional garbage you to fuck around with, like, It's just fucking the same multiplayer maps, the fucking just some half-ass fucking cheap AI they threw together. You know, it's fucking just like, they're just like, oh, whatever, you people are going to bitch about fucking this awesome fucking fine-tuned fucking million variations of fucking to it. You know, destructible environment, fucking 5-on-5, fucking core multiplayer mode. This is amazing. They put like all their effort into that. And it's kind of, you just figure that it's like, yeah, people are going to bitch if there's not enough in here. So, I mean, yeah, it is fucking half-assed. Yeah, they did throw it in there, but that's, it's just like a bonus. It's a fucking bonus mode to fucking dick around with just for, to fucking mix it up. Like, you shouldn't be fucking complaining about it. Or fucking they say, like, another, oh, it's only, you know, I'd like to play it more, but I can't find, you know, four of the people aren't on that I, you know, that I know that I'm going to play. It's like, dude, that's not, again, dude, you play fucking ranked games, you fucking get mashed up with teammates that are your skill and fucking enemies of your fucking skill, dude, and you fucking play it, dude. Like, that's what ranked is. Play fucking, repeat myself over and over, play fucking ranked. You know? Fucking Jesus Christ. You don't have to fucking even talk, dude. It's fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, if you're in by yourself, dude. The only people fucking don't like, who like, you know, who say they need, oh, I need people I know. The only reason you should like that is if you're the fucking, like, least skilled person on the team. The rest of your fucking team is fucking carrying you, you know? If you go in fucking a ranked game by yourself, you match up with generally fucking people around your skill, it's, everybody should be fucking pulling their own weight. It shouldn't fucking matter, one way or the other, but. I don't know, I'm so sick of fucking hearing the fucking bullshit complaints, dude. I fucking even heard one guy, I don't want to fucking give him credit, dude, but he's fucking, like, complaining about all that shit, and fucking, like, yeah, I'm just, like, hearing him talk. I'm like, dude, this sounds like somebody fucking played the game for, like, an hour, like, fucking doesn't know, like, complain, oh, you know, you gotta fucking unlock, you just, it's a grind to unlock all this shit, to fucking, you know, unlock my fucking operators, unlock my fucking weapon attachments, and just complaining about all the same shit. I'm like, dude, this sounds like just complete, somebody fucking played like two games, they played the beta, and like fucking, you know what I mean, and fucking that's it, that's what they're basing their opinion on. I mean, he's talking like, oh, you know, I wrote in my review, and I'm like, dude, wait a minute, dude, are you fucking talking, like, I think he was saying, like, he hadn't even gone to, like, rank 20 to fucking, like, even, like, you know, level 20, like, operator level 20 to even play, like, the ranked playlist, and he's fucking, like, I did that, like, the first, like, day I had it, or, like, day or two I had the game, like, I was doing ranked, you know? I had fucking, like, within, like, a week, I had all my operators fucking unlocked, and all the fucking attachments for everybody, like, a couple days after that, like, everybody's fucking kitted out, you know? I had pretty much nothing to unlock except stupid shit. I said, fucking, dude, he's just talking like he's fucking, like, played. You can just tell by what he's saying, like, fucking, he's, somebody's gonna play this, like, a few hours, you know? It's fucking, like, then he says, oh, I wrote my review on my fucking website. It's like, dude, you fucking seriously wrote a review? I can tell you barely played this fucking game. Like, you barely fucking scratched the surface of the fucking game, dude. Like, you're full of shit. Oh, God. It's fucking, like, drives me nuts, dude. I fucking hate them all. It's like, dude, go play, dude. The same is the same guy who fucking complains about, fucking, oh, there's not enough in this game to warrant fucking $60, dude, and fucking, and then, like, the same breath, like, oh, let's go play Dota, let's go play fucking Dota tomorrow, dude. You're gonna fucking, yeah, there's not enough in this game, dude, we're gonna go play the fucking goddamn gay-ass fucking MOBA garbage, dude, with one fucking map and one game mode, like, that's your, you know what I mean, that's your fucking go-to for multiplayer, is fucking just playing the same map, the same game mode over and over again. Yeah, dude, fucking great, you know? Fucking insane, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. Play fucking Dota, you fucking homo. Can't fucking stand it. Ugh, God. Yeah. Yeah, go play your fucking free-to-play fucking card games, dude, and spend fucking $200 on fucking bullshit cards, dude, and fucking complain about, didn't fucking tell me your fucking value proposition, you fucking retard. I fucking want on this, dude. It's a running theme. I hate fucking doing it, dude. Just fucking going on about how much I hate fucking mainstream fucking gaming media, dude. Game fucking journalism, dude. It was just, you know, being a fucking, like, young, and, you know, I was a fucking kid, dude. Like, looking up to all these fucking, you know what I mean, all the journalists. Oh, dude, they must know so much about games, dude. They have access to every game, and blah, blah, blah. This guy's probably been playing for, like, 10, 20 years, dude. It's fucking crazy. And now it's like, dude, I fucking, you know, I guarantee you have more fucking gaming experience than fucking 90% of the fucking gaming journalists out there, dude. I know I'm fucking older than fucking, like, again, like, probably a good 75% of them, dude. I'm fucking older than they are, dude. I've fucking been doing this fucking longer playing games. It's just like, I don't know, I was trying to think of, like, back then, I was just, like a young fucking little idiot, like, fucking looking up to these, maybe they were always this fucking terrible, dude, or it was just fucking, just, like, a recent thing that they're just fucking all fucking garbage, dude, I don't know. hard to say. If they've all just been fucking click-grabbing, fucking want the ads, want the fucking views, want the sales, you don't know, but it's fucking ridiculous. It's insane. Another thing I fucking bring up from last week. Talking about Jessica Jones sucks. Yeah, fucking terrible show. I was fucking like, dude, I need something to watch. Like, The Walking Dead's on its break. Like, South Park's over. Fucking, I haven't bothered fucking trying not to, like, torrent as much shit. Like, I was torrenting fucking, like, South Park and fucking, Ass versus the Evil Dead. It's just like, dude, I'm fucking just like, whatever, dude. And fucking, I get that fucking stupid message from Comcast, like, they're fucking flagging all this fucking shit you're torrenting. It's like, cool, you know what, dude, I really don't give a shit. I'm like, fucking fine, dude, I just won't watch your fucking show. How's that, you know? Fucking, like, I pay for fucking Netflix and fucking, I got Amazon Prime and shit, and, like, you know, I got fucking all these fucking games. It's like, yeah, cool, it's cool, I just won't watch it. You fucking freed me up, but you fucking, you know, all this time, cool, I just fucking won't watch your show. How's that? But I'm like, dude, I fucking, like, I was looking for something again. I have a fucking million, you know, Netflix and, like, whatever, like, if, but, fucking heard about, looking for a show, just, like, something, dude, just to watch when I get home, and fucking I'm relaxing and shit for the first, like, hour or so when I get home from work. I was hearing about, the Man in High Castle on Amazon Prime, and people were saying that was good, and of course, people said Jessica Jones was good, so I'm like, how the fuck do they know? But, the premise seemed kind of cool. It's, like, fucking, like, alternate history. It's, about America, if, what would have happened to America if fucking, Nazi Germany won fucking World War II, you know? It's fucking, you know, fucking, like, the new Wolfenstein, newer Wolfenstein game, like, whatever, that alternate history shit I really like, so I'm like, that sounds fucking interesting, like, maybe I'll check that out, but, yeah, it's on fucking Amazon Prime, so I'm like, alright, whatever, dude, fuck it. Yeah, really, really fucking good, dude. I like it, dude. It's fucking, I like the premise in general. I fucking, you know, it's not like that, you know, not that original. I guess it's based on some Philip K. Dick book or something, or a short story. But yeah, it's just cool, dude. The whole setup is just, you know, fucking, you know, Germany, fucking Nazi Germany, fucking controls, like, the eastern coast of the U.S. and the Japanese fucking control the west coast. And there's, like, a neutral zone in the middle. You know, it's fucking a little different that way. They get into more, you know, little details like that. You know, it's pretty fleshed out. Yeah, dude, it's just, I like it. That was interesting. You know, like, the story is setting up. I only watched the first episode so far, but I like the where it's going. You know, it's kind of hinting at, you know, something bigger or something different is going on. Like, it might not even be like that, like, clear cut, like it seems. You know. Like, something might be fucking little off in the background that fucking they're gonna figure out. Somebody finds a fucking, like, film and they watch it and fucking kind of, like, turns everything on its head and they're trying to figure out what the fuck it means or whatever. But I like, it's really interesting. I like it. Yeah, I mean, I'll keep watching it for a couple episodes anyway. If it fucking keeps going where I think it's going, keeps up the interest, like, I'll watch it. It's fucking pretty cool. Yeah, the only downside is a little heavy on, like, the exposition. Like I said, they're setting up. I mean, they're obviously setting up, like, how the fucking, this version of the fucking, you know, how world works or whatever, which is, I just don't like they go, like, too heavy into it. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? They fucking, doesn't feel natural where there's fucking, like, people are talking, like, people want to talk about, like, or nobody I know anyway would talk, like, fucking, like, that heavy into politics. Like, oh, hey, look, Hitler's on the fucking TV again, and, you know, fucking, oh, well, if this happened, oh, he's getting old, he has Parkinson's, and, well, you know, fucking, oh, then this guy's gonna fucking take over, and fucking Rommel will take over, and, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, it's just, like, I like people don't really talk like that. It just seemed, like, really jammed into fucking one episode. They're trying to set it up, obviously. It's a little heavy-handed on that. But other than that, fucking show seems pretty fucking cool. So I'll keep looking at it. watching it. Anyway, other news, fucking random, back to games. I finally get my fucking Gears of War codes, dude. I'm fucking buying the Ultimate Edition, the fucking remastered, the first one. You're supposed to get 1, 2, 3 in fucking Judgment, the codes. I'm like, dude, I fucking didn't get it when I fucking first bought it. I'm like, that's weird. And then, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, I'll get it eventually. Then I fucking forgot about it. And fucking, I'm like, I was thinking about it like the other day. I'm like, dude, I still haven't got those codes. They're probably, I might have gotten screwed, you know? I was fucking getting ready to fucking rate the angry emails and shit. But I mean, I own the games, the discs. I could just pop them in, I guess. But it's just the convenience of fucking having them digitally, you know? But yeah, I finally got those. That was cool. And fucking it popped up like a message. It was just Gears 1 and 2. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Like, fucking, where are the other fucking, where's 3 and 4? And I'm like, fucking, like, I'm like, ah, well, whatever, dude. At least I got 1 and 2. And then, like, fucking, like 3-4 hours later, another message. Like, oh, here's 3 in Judgment. I'm like, all right, cool. That's fucking really weird how you did that. But all right, fine. I guess that's cool. Yeah, I still get fucking, yeah, it's cool. I still get Fallout 3. I get digital from fucking buying Fallout 4. I still get Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2 from buying fucking Siege. That's cool. I like that shit. Again, I have the games, like the physical discs, but so nice just to have them, like fucking just to pop in, like whenever, like I was playing before I went to bed. I was fucking like relaxed. I'm like, ah, I kind of want to play, like, I kind of want to play something. But I don't want to get sucked into Fallout. I'm like looking at, like, my games. I'm like, dude, let's play fucking Ikaruga, which is the fucking, the old school fucking, I think it came out on GameCube originally, fucking, yeah, fucking, it's like a bullet hell fucking, like, shooter or whatever. So I fucking, I'm like, I'll fucking throw it in. That game's so hard, dude, I can't get past the fucking stage 2. Like, I'm pretty consistent now. I can get to fucking the first stage I can get through without fucking, like, dying. But, dude, as soon as stage fucking 2 starts, all these fucking planes everywhere, dude. Fucking, that game's cool. But whatever, I'm not gonna rant off, fucking go off too much detail. The fucking arcade fucking shooter from, like, fucking, like, 10 years ago. But I like having that shooter on there. Other random fucking news, dude. Halo 5 I've jumped into. I think I said last week I fucking hopped into it and I'm fucking spending like $5 on a card pack to get some fucking limited shit. But, yeah, I got some new, I don't know how long they're doing it. If it's like a promotional thing or something going on fucking going forward. But, supposedly Forge is coming out. It's supposed to be this month. I heard somebody say today. I don't know. This is like, random person said that to me on my fucking, when I was streaming a game, so I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't checked, like, I'm not gonna check, so who knows what time today, if it is coming out today. Like, that would be cool, dude, to fucking, I wouldn't mind dicking around with fucking Forge, especially after fucking, again, Fallout, like, dicking with the fucking building shit. I'm like, kind of imagining a Forge, like, if I can, you know what I mean, I want to fucking just go in, just dick around, and just see what's going on, the new one. But, anyway, there's some fucking promotional fucking thing, if you play, every day you play, the first win you get an arena. So you win an arena game, they give you a silver card pack. If you win a Warzone game, they give you a silver card pack, you know? So it's fucking just pretty much free cards for your first wins of the day. It's kind of cool. I mean, like, whatever. I mean, like, I'm like, yeah, it just seems like a fucking gimmick to get you fucking, everybody to log in every day and do, like, the, you know what I mean, do their dailies or whatever, you know what I mean? But I'm like, fucking, like, it's kind of cheesy. Then I'm like, I heard that. I'm like, yeah, I can't, maybe we'll just fucking throw in, you know, maybe we'll fucking just play fucking couple games a day and fucking get that going, you know. It worked on me. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, fucking get my card packs, open a couple, like, whatever. Pretty cool. So just PSA, fucking, if you've kind of dropped off Halo for whatever reason, like, I still think that game's fucking incredible. It's just fucking, like, again, follows fucking consuming me for, like, my fucking go-to, like, long form play game. And then it's like, fucking, dude, I'm, you know, Rainbow Six is still kind of new. I'm still, like, fucking figuring it out, and fucking, like, Star Wars, million games. But if you want a reason to fucking go back, dude, and fucking play Halo, which is still fucking incredible, yeah, fucking log in, dude, play those couple games, you get your free card packs, and yeah, fucking check it out. Still fucking one of the, probably, overall, I'd say, the best fucking shooter I played, best multiplayer shooter in fucking a while, you know. Yeah, that's about it. Real quick, fucking just a little admin behind the scenes shit, and I didn't want to fucking call attention to it. I don't know if you noticed, but it's just fucking me here again. I don't know, I might be fucking by myself for a while. Not that, you know, Clay's not here. Nothing bad happened. You get kicked out. You get censored or banned or anything. You just got a real world obligations he's gotta go through. So, I said before, dude, fucking just an open call, man. Anybody wants to come on the show. You know, I don't like fucking particularly like just fucking talking to myself in a fucking room. I know fucking as I listen to a lot of podcasts and I don't know, it's fucking gets kinda dull listening to one fucking person talking, so anybody feel free to fucking come on at any point and fucking have a discussion, fucking argue with me or fucking I don't know, agree. I don't give a shit, dude. You know fucking something about games, you have something to talk about, just fucking come on. Only caveat with that, and why I have a fucking hard time, even, you know, people have fucking shit to do, the hard part is fucking the caveat is I fucking usually record, I try to record at 3 a.m. is when I start recording, a little behind the scenes, grunt-free fucking knowledge there. Yeah, I usually start at like 3 a.m. fucking Eastern time. I don't know where the fuck anybody else would be who listens to it, but I do the fucking math yourself, I guess. Yeah, just because fucking I get a weird schedule. I work fucking nights and I have fucking Monday and Tuesday nights off, so I like doing this. Again, it's not that I fucking want to get it out of the way, like that sounds fucking like negative or whatever, but I just try to get it like done just so I have fucking the rest of my day time off the fucking, you know, play games, dude, and fucking like this is you know, something I try to get out regularly, so it's fucking an obligation one way or another, so try to do that. So fucking yeah, anyway, I was saying fucking yeah, it's just if you're interested, just fucking, we'll try to work something out, like whatever, just send me an email to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Yeah, just hit me up, we'll fucking figure something out. Like, again, nothing, dude, Clay's not kicked off, he's not in any fucking, didn't do anything too bad to get fucking, you know, he's just fucking started, he's got obligations himself, so, yeah, fucking gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide. This has been the Grunt Free Press podcast, and eat a dick.
Shut up.
How's it going, dude?
What's up?